Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lewis in Florida needs some help with a countertop installation. What can we do for you?
Yes, hi, guys. I have a countertop that I want to put on granite tiles on. Now, I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I'm told that I can just use some of the special adhesive and put the tiles on top of the existing counter, and that would be secure just fine. However, it would make the counter look very thick, the original countertop plus tile. Or I can go ahead and start from scratch and put a whole new board and then put my tiles.
How thick are these granite tiles, Lewis?
The tiles are actually about half inch thick.
A half an inch.
They were like floor tiles.
Mm-hmm. I definitely would remove that old countertop, and I would possibly put down like a cement backer board as the base. You know, go with the one that's like a quarter inch, half an inch, and put that down as the base. That'll give you excellent adhesion to the mastic that you're going to use for the granite tiles themselves. Now, the granite tiles, are the edges, are they sort of beveled at the corner, or are they perfectly square?
They're perfectly square.
Perfectly square. I would, if possible, try to butt them super duper duper close together where you don't need to grout. Some people choose to space them a little bit to give them a grouting situation. It's totally up to you. But I don't know, Tom, how you feel about that. I totally think the grout is optional.
I do, too. I think today that the ungrouted look is actually kind of very trendy and looks pretty cool.
I prefer the ungrouted, and they suggested me to go ahead with it, that I must do it. And I'm really happy to hear that I can actually do it without it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a go. And I would definitely remove that other countertop. You want to get something that's moisture proof and moisture resistant. Georgia Pacific has what do they call their cement backer that's moisture resistant?
The Dens tile backer?
Dens tile backer. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It would be perfect for that application. It's easy to work with, and it would be great for a countertop.
Excellent. Well, I will go then that way then.
All right, Lewis, send us some pictures when you're done. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.